This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry today. Thank you so much for listening. We begin today in South Asia with a 7.5 magnitude earthquake in Afghanistan, felt from Kabul to Islamabad to New Delhi. It's still early, but the death toll is rising in that quake. The epicenter was rural northeastern Afghanistan, about 160 miles from Kabul and not far from the Pakistan border. In Kabul during the quake was Sudarsan Raghavan. He's Afghanistan bureau chief for The Washington Post. Sudarsan, welcome.
Glad to be here, Don.
Can you describe the feeling and the scene when the quake first hit where you are?
There was a vigorous shaking of our house, and it lasted for more than 30 seconds. A lot of our staff just ran outside the house into the yard, really fearful that damage could be done to the building. Certainly our Afghan colleagues, many have been here for years, 30 years or so, were telling me that this is the scariest earthquake they've experienced in their lifetime. So for everyone here in Kabul, despite the fact that we were 160 miles, you know, south of the epicenter, definitely it was quite a scary moment for residents of this city.
What are the reports as of now of damage, especially in the rural areas?
There have been reports coming in from all over Afghanistan, especially the north, of significant damage to houses. There have been reports of landslides. And the most tragic event so far that we've learned is there are 12 students at a girls' school in Tahar province in northern Afghanistan who died in a frantic dash from shaking buildings. You have to understand that this region, many people, especially in the north, they live in mud houses, which are prone to collapse during an earthquake. It's been raining quite a bit up in the north. We still fully don't know the extent of the damage yet. It's been very difficult to reach people in Badakhshan province where the epicenter was.
Now, this area along the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan is famously an area of Taliban activity, flare-ups. Is there concern that as rescue teams come in to try to clean up the damage, and I realize this quake has just happened, that the conflict aspect of this and the war is going to complicate things terribly?
There is a possibility of that. I mean, Badakhshan province in particular has been a focus of the fighting this year between the Taliban and government forces. So definitely it could pose a significant obstacle for rescue crews going down there, if needed, that is. You also have to understand this, the Jhelum area is pretty unpopulated, but definitely there certainly could be obstacles posed by the conflict if rescue crews are needed to extricate people or help the wounded.
There is a tragic history, of course, with terrible earthquakes in the region. In 2013, the Quetta earthquake, which killed hundreds of thousands of people in Pakistan. What is the state of disaster response in this area? You said people live in mud houses, and of course, Afghanistan has a lot of other problems now besides earthquake response.
That's correct. I mean, from what I gather, I mean, the emergency efforts here are certainly in Afghanistan have been they're quite limited in terms of resources. I mean, the government has so many other problems to deal with, mainly the security, the insecurity here and fighting against the Taliban and other insurgent forces. Certainly in Pakistan, appear to be much more organized. And you already saw immediately statements from the Pakistani army chief and other officials, you know, saying that they had ordered up the country's forces to start carrying out rescue operations. We've had similar sort of statements here in Afghanistan, but it's only been by a handful of officials. But historically, the Afghans have been somewhat slow to deal with such immense emergency crises. I remember I was here in 2002 when there was another massive earthquake. And at the time, you know, the U.S. military was here and they took the lead basically in helping and assisting the people affected by that tragedy.
A 7.5 magnitude earthquake rocks Afghanistan about 100 miles from Kabul and near the Pakistan border. Sudarsan Raghavan, Afghanistan bureau chief for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for the update.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.